The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq, would you guys come and see tonight?
Shaq!
Shaq, we're on live.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaq Cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaq-a-laka.
This week's ShaqCast is presented by BetOnline.ag, your go-to source for all sports wagering and odds. Visit BetOnline.ag, use the promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. That's BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And today we'll talk a little bit of Joel Embiid putting up Shaq MVP-like numbers. We'll do a round of You Idiot. Of course, we'll get Borderline, and we'll get a couple of ShaqCast listeners on the line to play the pyramid. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid. Caden the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Dwight?
Oh, gosh. He's actually having surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
On his rear end.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Did they give him a sedative orally?
Well, he now has to go from sitting on something, hard to sitting on something solid.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Oh, we're always so childish. It's a big podcast with Shaq. You know Shaquille O'Neal. Have you heard of the guy? He's very famous.
Yes, I am.
B-Dog and Rob Jenkins.
Not nearly as famous.
And John Kincaid. We are so glad you're with us. We love you here at the big podcast with Shaq. And
I
boys,
hate to brag. But guess where I'm doing the show from?
Where are you doing your show from?
Air Shaq.
Air Shaq. You're in the air right now?
Yes, I'm on my plane.
And where are you flying to?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, it's top secret, double secret probation.
Yes.
Double secret probation.
You know where I'm going to? I'm going to Australia to make sure.
Oh, yeah. Bet you are. Bet you are. By the way, I've never heard us have as many in the last two episodes of the Big Podcast with Shaq. So many people on social media, and we love you all. Saying, I can't believe you guys haven't gotten canceled yet. It's just great.
It's a lot
it's
of people.
Great.
We're going to keep trying, though.
We are. We're trying.
We'll get there.
Shaq.
We'll get
canceled
there.
Canceled what?
No, just people are having fun.
We're talking about news.
All right, I'm not happy with something.
What are you not
right
happy
off the
about?
Beginning of the show here with Joel Embiid.
Why are you not happy about this?
You know I love Joel Embiid.
We know.
I have a boy crush.
We know.
Got it.
But I am tired of hearing people invoke the name Shaquille O'Neal in comparisons to Joel Embiid. They are not in any way similar players. And I don't
like
the comparison, though, because not similar players.
John, it's been happening since the beginning of time. They compared me to Kareem. I didn't shoot that ugly-ass skyhook.
Wow. That felt kind of personal.
Hey, listen, it happens. However, I'm happy for Mr.
I love Joel Embiid.
I'm happy for all big men. I've been saying this, you know, it was a certain big man who I thought had the potential to put up these numbers. And I kept saying, hey, if you put up these numbers, it's nothing anybody can say or anybody can do. So I'm happy for Mr. Embiid. And I'm going on the record to say I want Mr. Embiid to be better than me. I want him to have 5 championships. I want him to do well for his country because this is how the game is supposed to be. When I was young, watching all these guys, they motivated me to play. So when I came into their league, I tried to do just as good as them or even better. So I hopefully, when it's all said and done, I hope he passes me up in every category. I wish him well. He's a nice kid. I love watching him play. And 28-15, I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm shutting up right now, period.
Yeah, so the reason that he's being compared with the likes of Shaquille O'Neal right now, averaging 27 points, 13.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, only 5 players in NBA history to average that throughout a season, the last one being Shaquille O'Neal in 99 and 2000.
The only thing
when he
is,
won the MVP.
Okay, and I love Joel Embiid. So I'm a Sixers fan saying this. The only thing I don't like about it is the reason Shaquille O'Neal is as revered as he is, if Shaq didn't have rings and didn't have postseason dominant performances, MVP-type performances, we don't talk about Shaq the same way.
I agree.
So until I see that out of Joel Embiid, stop invoking Shaq. That's what I would ask them to do.
Okay,
let
it.
The kid come of age. Let him come of age and be his own great player. But then there's lessons to be written. And your history in the NBA is written after April 15th, after tax day, not before it. Not before it.
Good point.
I don't care what your numbers are.
One other thing I did want to bring up here, because this has kind of been thrown out everywhere, is the Kevin Durant comment about LeBron James in the media.
John sent me this as well.
That him can be suffocating. And...
Yeah, so I'll give you the very quick quote here and we can talk about it. So much hype comes from being around LeBron from other people. This is Kevin Durant talking to the media. He has so many fanboys in the media, so I get why anyone wouldn't want to be in an environment like that because it's toxic, especially when the attention is BS attention. It's fluff. It's not LeBron's fault. You just have so many groupies in the media that want to hang on every word. Why don't you shut up and get out of the way and let us play basketball?
Why would he do that to Brian Windhorst? Seriously. He doesn't even know if Brian picked up LeBron's dry cleaning today.
He got it.
He did get it. Okay, good.
He got it.
So he's going to get the next scoop. Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the comments, Shaquille?
Well, one, I didn't understand them. Looks like a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but I have no idea what he's talking about. So obviously they are insinuating that he would go to L.A. next year.
He was saying that
too much hype comes from. I thought they were friends, so I don't really know how to take this.
How about a smoke screen to be like where this is? He really does want to play with LeBron, and he doesn't want to smoke screen it and make it a thing because we already know he's willing to get on anybody's back to try to build his own reputation up. He's willing to ride as he's willing to be Robin to somebody else's Batman anytime.
So I can't speculate on this. I don't know what this means. Fanboys, LeBron is a megastar. And listen, when I was coming in, before I came in, Magic was the man. He was untouchable. And then Mike and then, all these guys. And then I had it for a couple of years and then Kobe. It happens. When you're the biggest player in the league, you get this type of attention.
What's the point of him even saying this?
I think it's to shut down any speculation of Durant wanting to play with LeBron.
Okay, if he did say it or if he didn't say, there's still going to be speculation.
No, he's making it look like he doesn't ever want that.
His comment is, I don't know why anyone would play in that kind of toxic environment.
Talk about toxic environments. This is a guy who spends his hours with fake burner accounts trolling people on Twitter who criticize him like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, but I don't understand the word toxic. Toxic would be in something negative. I don't see anything negative being around LeBron.
I love KD, but I think he's a little too sensitive. Look, he's a megastar. LeBron's a megastar.
He said megastar.
Okay.
Is he, John?
Yes, he's a superstar.
Kevin Durant is a superstar.
Kevin Durant's a superstar. But Kevin Durant also,
was he a superstar in OKC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. I think Kevin Durant, though, is a guy I'm always gonna question the DNA. I always am.
Like, come on,
I'm just
going
to. He doesn't have. He's a grown man so worried about his critics. What does Shaq say about his critics? We bring up something like, Shaq, you're getting called out for something. He'll say, who?
Yeah.
Who's calling me out? And he'll say, oh, people on Twitter. Oh, okay. Yeah, like I'm worried about them. Swat the flies. Kevin Durant sets up burner accounts and trolls people because he's so thin-skinned, he's worried about being critiqued by somebody who he never has to worry about in life. He doesn't have the makeup of a champion.
You're grown.
Sorry.
If you want to go somewhere, go somewhere. You don't have to set up smoke screens or put up fronts and facades to try to throw everybody off. You're going to do something, do something. You're grown, you got all the money in the world.
But he's the man who sets up fronts and facades. That's his whole M.O.
Too grown for that.
I have a question, and I guess this is obviously for Shaquille, but obviously for everybody. Can media attention become toxic, like he's saying? Because I'll tell you an example of anybody that ever had it was on a team with Tim Tebow. The amount of insane media
they didn't
that
like
surrounded
talking, and
that
they didn't
man
like having to answer questions about
became
him
somewhat toxic.
It only becomes first of all, toxic is the wrong word. It only becomes toxic if you're not secure with yourself. First of all, when I first got to the league and I went to the All-Star game and all that media, guess what I did? I joined in. I don't run from it.
Yeah.
They're not even looking at me my first year. They're looking at Mike and Charles and David. I said, okay, I'm just going to join in. I'm not going to run away from it. You're walking next to Michael Jordan, it's 1,000 cameras. I'm not going to hide. I'm going to be right next to Mike. So all I need for one person to be like, damn, who's that big dude next to Mike? Oh, that's the young kid from Orlando, Shaquille O'Neal.
You knew how toxic.
I would love that. Listen, it's what we all want growing up. We want to be on commercials. We want to be on TV. We want to be seen. So now that you're being seen, don't run from it.
Right.
Shaq, what about
Toxic ain't the right word. I would love it.
What about people here in Atlanta are already wondering about Trae Young?
Oh, yeah.
And as they watch Luka Doncic tear things up in Dallas.
Trae Young has no help.
And
that's
doesn't.
Absolutely true.
Correct.
Yeah, he
but wait a minute. Dallas was supposed.
Doncic doesn't really have a lot either.
Dallas
though.
Was supposed to be a 29-win team this year.
Okay, but Dallas and the culture in Dallas, it's patient. We love this guy, European, and like they're used to the European players. Like Dirk, it took Dirk 4 or 5 years to become Dirk. So this kid, he's actually impressing everybody. But like you said, John. Don't talk to me before tax day. Talk to me after tax day.
Exactly. That's where your legacy's made.
And then Dallas is not a team that people should get up for, and neither is Atlanta. So, but Trae, I like what he does when he's on. When he's off, he's off. But he's too young to be trying to do stuff all by himself. Let's say the Luka is a 10 and Trae is an 8. So they made a mistake by 2 points. Which is not
maybe.
That bad.
Yeah, and it may be.
Yeah, because that's been the question, is did they miss? Did they screw this
I
one
will,
up?
I will, being as politically correct as possible, though. I haven't gotten to see Mrs. Young, but Luca's mom? Have you seen her?
Have
you
not.
Seen her courtside?
No.
Is she hot?
Shaq?
Oh, no.
Google Luka Doncic. Guess what? If you put in Luka Doncic in a search engine, it says his mom comes up as the first thing.
All right.
She's a beautiful woman.
You
a very beautiful
say.
Woman, which I think courtside, I don't know, a little Shark Tank action going on.
And you know what I'm going to say when I meet her?
What are you going to say?
I'm going to hello, are you Luca? You live on the second floor.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Yeah.
She's looking.
She's hot.
She's Luca. Yeah, you got to Google her.
Oh, okay, no. Cool.
She'd be, yeah. Google someone's mom. That's what we're telling you to do
yeah,
today.
Yeah, very good.
Real good.
Oh, no,
he's Googling. He's going to Google. And if you type in the words Luka Doncic, the first thing that comes up is Luka Doncic mom.
Oh, no.
I swear to you.
You know how to spell Doncic?
Yes. He does.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
This guy's a doctorate.
Sure.
Dude, he's got a doctorate. He's not, come
it's
on.
His job, man. Hey. You're calling him on his job.
What's your
Google.
Favorite? Shaq, what's your. There you go.
WCIC.
Look at you.
WWW.
Mom.
All right, Shaq, what's your favorite?
Images, hold on. Oh, my jeez. Wow.
What did I tell you?
WooWee.com.
All right, let me put the music back.
I told you.
Oh, yes.
Luca. We're going to break Google when this episode hits.
Dear Luca.
Yes. Who's your daddy? That's what you really want to say.
Dear Luca, I know I see pictures of you and your mom. I never see your dad, so I'm assuming that mom is single. If she is, I know somebody. His name is B-Dog.
Oh, B-Dog.
No.
B-Dog stands for brother.
Brother.
Delicious.
Oh, brother.
Orientated
delicious.
And goal setting.
There we go.
I don't know what that is.
B-Dog wants to meet your mama.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
you can contact me.
Shaq, what is your favorite Christmas song?
I like to ghetto up to Christmas songs.
Do you like the
Christmas remember, and Hollis
remember,
or something?
No, remember that one? Remember Santa Claus.
Go straight to the ghetto.
To the ghetto.
I never heard that.
Oh, we played it on the
it
show
like
for
James
you.
Brown or something,
awesome.
Or, yeah.
And it's awesome.
Okay, John and Rob. For your people, have you ever heard this one? Santa Claus is a black man. Santa Claus is a black man.
No,
I've never heard that one.
B-Dog, what about you? You ever heard that one?
Yeah, I've heard it once.
Yes, Santa Claus is a black man?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, by the Jackson 5, he's the singer.
I didn't know that.
Google.
Yeah. I think the greatest Christmas song is probably...
Gifts are always there on Christmas morning.
It's probably Silent Night by the Temptations.
You like that one?
Oh, yeah.
I like the...
Are you on Google, Rob? You're kind of quiet over there.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for Santa Claus is a black man.
My favorite is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's always my favorite song.
Okay.
And it
here
could
you
be,
go.
Yeah. And I like...
That's,
you want to hear the vendetta sight? You know what I found last night?
Yeah,
that what?
Used to be the jam. Yeah, yeah, that used to be the jam of my house.
Really? Okay, this is terrible.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Let it ride. Let it ride,
let's
ride
see where
to
it goes.
The hook.
God, it's there terrible. We go.
Break it down like.
Santa Claus is a black man.
Yes, he is.
Santa Claus is a black, black man.
How do we know Santa isn't a black man? There's tons of data
Santa
that say
Claus
he's not.
Santa Claus is a black man.
Okay.
A Santa Claus is a black man. Come
what
on,
are you saying,
dog.
Chuck?
Chuck, we have empirical evidence. I'm going to tell you, we have empirical evidence that Santa Claus is not a black man.
Yes,
what do you mean?
Okay.
He's
okay.
Not.
You tell me. That
I don't
a,
want John. I don't want to have this argument.
You're
with
telling
you.
Me that a black man would name the reindeer those names? There's no LaQuisha. Yeah. No LaQuisha.
LaQuisha Jamal.
Right, there's no Jamal. Come on. Come on. Those aren't. If Santa Claus was a black man, what would they be named? What would
man,
they be named?
It's a lot of names.
Wouldn't be like
give.
Bill and Bob and Tom.
Nah, it'll be Jamal.
Sarah, exactly.
Yeah. It'll be
B-Dog.
Devontae.
That's a big one, yeah.
Dion
one.
And all
there
those.
You go. Well, now, they're not playing an Ohio radio station, and it is not playing the Baby It's Cold Outside, because there are things in there like, what did you put in this drink? Lines
oh, yeah.
like that, like the
yeah.
man, what? Like the man was trying to.
Oh my God!
No,
well, maybe.
Yes.
Here you go.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some breakfast on while I pour.
Yeah, this is my
put some breakfast on.
Now listen.
Say, what's in this drink?
Say? Yeah. Now that was Bill Cosby's favorite Christmas tune. This was Cosby's favorite Christmas tune.
Man, to spike that drink.
I mean, seriously.
So they're not going to play that song.
The song was written 74 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
It won an Academy Award for the best original song.
I mean, seriously, people are way too sensitive.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Oh my gosh,
because
it's crazy.
It had that in it. So
that's crazy.
Let me ask you a question: are we going to stop playing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer now?
Well, because he's getting
bullied.
Because
he was bullied.
He was bullied.
He was
bullied.
Oh. Hashtag I
no,
was
they're
bullied,
already.
Right?
The Huffington Post did the biggest piece of crap about that. They did a piece about it. Yes, he was bullied, and his father was abusive, and the coach made fun of him.
Santa wanted nothing to do with him until he needed help, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's just incredible.
Boy.
Well,
there you go.
All those people need to get out of their mom's basements and just go for a walk.
That's absolutely true.
There you go.
Absolutely true.
Get out your mom's basement. Go for a walk.
Hey, guys, you know that there's a place where you don't have to grow up, and it's not just here at the Big Podcast with Shaq. Even though the world tells you you got to, that place is Walt Disney World, because Walt Disney World's the perfect escape. And as an adult, you can experience it in an entirely new way. From the excitement of after-hours events to cool drinking options, now's the time to find your happy place. And for every one of us here at the Big Podcast, it's always been Disney World, Shaq.
That's right. Discover a side of Disney you've never seen. Foodie dining, unique shopping, and other magical experiences at Disney Springs. Indulge in seasonal events, John, throughout the year, like the Epcot International Festival of the Arts and Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival. You like that, don't you, John?
I didn't realize you were that cultured, man. But, I mean, you know Disney like the back of your hand. You are the mayor of Orlando. You share it with Mickey. You each have your territory. But you want to relive the nostalgia of Disney or create some new memories? So many cool attractions and characters. They're going to bring your childhood to life and new experiences that you can appreciate even more as an adult. Enjoy classic attractions that you loved as a child, like Space Mountain and Magic Kingdom, and Test Track at Epcot. Conquer the Mountain Trifecta, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain at Magic Kingdom once again. You can even take it up a notch and add on Expedition Everest at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
So explore new immersive worlds like Pandora, the world of Avatar, Disney's Animal Kingdom Park, where you can ride on the back of a... That's a breathing banshee, John.
I thought you were just doing a flight of stairs.
Right. And, no, that's Charles Barkley. And Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios, where you can experience the exciting toy-filled world, Andy's Backyard. The world tells you you have to grow up, John, but at Walt Disney World, you never have to.
We booked Olivia's Sweet 16 trip to Disney already. We got our room at the Contemporary already booked.
Boy.
Absolutely awesome. You're going to love it.
Hello, guys. It's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen. Check out my podcast, You're Welcome, with Chael Sonnen every Wednesday and Friday right here at Podcast One. We cover the latest in mixed martial arts and everything else going on in the world of sport. Listen free to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, exclusively available at PodcastOne.com and on the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Idiot! No, you idiot!
You're an idiot!
You're an idiot.
It is time for You Idiot. We'll go ahead and start with Shaquille O'Neal, because Shaq sent this one to me, I would say like a week or two ago. So Shaq, go ahead.
Was this a story about the kid that went to talk to his coach and told him he wanted to transfer, and he starts arguing with his coach?
Yes.
And then his coach just invokes all the power. Now, see, this is stuff that I probably know coaches do behind closed doors, but this is the first time I heard a coach tell a kid, I will ruin you. You're done.
Yeah.
But I bet you that's gone on, though.
Yeah, it's
behind closed doors,
then,
probably.
And then, listen, let me tell you something. Coming up, I had a lot of tough coaches, a lot of tough love. It definitely helped me get to where I'm at. But I think this guy maybe went overboard. Play it, Rob.
What was this conversation about?
I don't know.
What, me disrespecting you, fake? Just get out of my face. Take your broke asses. I'll say it again. Your broke asses back to the garage. I don't want to hear from you. I control transcripts. I control where you go next. It could be back to Haiti, motherfucker. That's how easy it is for me.
All right, so that coach was mad at this kid for wanting to transfer out of, by the way, a Christian academy. That guy is the head coach at a Christian academy.
That's unbelievable. You're an
idiot.
You're an absolute idiot.
And it goes on for like 2.5 minutes.
Because guess what, coach? He was recording you, dumbass.
He was. Absolutely, he was. Yeah. Mike Woodbury's the guy.
And then he put it on World Star Hip Hop on your dumbass.
He sure did.
And I got a million views with your dumbass.
You freaking idiot. All right, I'll go next. I want to send mine out to Michaela Gulliford and Tina Daly. You idiots. Both were charged in St. Louis a couple weeks back after video surfaced of the two daycare workers hosting toddler fight club with the 3 and the 4-year-olds while they were supposed to be watching the kids. They had these kids fighting each other in the middle of the daycare for their own entertainment.
Okay, oh, my God.
Stop, idiots.
Wait. Fighting or play wrestling John Cena fighting?
No, fighting. Fighting, punching each other.
Okay, hold on. With gloves?
Look, what's the first rule of Toddler Fight Club? You don't talk about Toddler Fight Club, man.
Oh, boy.
And then you unplug the nanny cam, for God's sakes.
Hey, you know what? I wish little Shakira was there because he would have came home with that toddler championship belt.
Yeah, he would have come home and been like, hey, Daddy. Just unbelievable. I mean, on video, because they have video cameras at the freaking daycare. Toddler fight clubs, you freaking idiots. All right, John Kincaid.
Well, today's episode of Toddler Fight Club.
I think I'd watch, and that's terrible. All right,
I have
audio of the kids, actually.
You got Jerry Porter in the middle of the f-ing field talking to everybody, and then when somebody say something to him, he don't even supposed to be on the f-ing field?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
How'd they catch the kids fight? I guess so. You got the
camera shining on me.
That's how you know. That's how you know. All right, John Kincaid.
Okay, I have the three dumbest tweets. The three dumbest tweets from 2018.
Oh, good.
As I'm trying to round this up for a segment we're doing in Atlanta. How about this one? It's one comes from Jaden Smith.
Okay,
son of Will Smith.
Smith's kid.
He said, if everybody in the world dropped out of school, we'd have a much more intelligent society. Jaden, I don't think it works that way. I really don't think it works that way. I think it is. We have a guy named Black _ Superhero, S-U-P-A hero.
Okay.
Rest in peace to all the survivors of 9/11.
That's horrible.
Wow.
But be no way, girl.
What?
Trisha, be no at be no away girl.
Okay.
Said, I'd rather kill myself than commit suicide.
No, she didn't say that.
She did so.
No, she
did. Yes, she did. No. I have all the tweets in my dumbest tweets of 2018.
Wow. That's brilliant.
I will share more coming up throughout the course of the
week. Well, you know what,
weeks.
John? I'd rather live than survive.
I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
My gosh.
All right. Well, we do have one. We do have one more before
you
we
idiots.
Move on. This is from Adam on Twitter. This is from a recent LA Lakers game where, you know, like during timeouts, they play the games
sure.
on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they got this guy out of the stands to play the high-low game.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
David, are you ready? Let's get started. Higher or lower than zero?
Lower.
Lower.
Now listen, wait.
Well. All right, it looks like you're bluffing right now. Thank you so much for playing tonight's Pechanga High-Low game brought to you by Pechanga Resort and Casino.
I'm glad. What was that? Isn't that the thing from Black Panther?
Freaking
well,
idiot.
Well, there is something
that resort?
Zero,
the Pechanga? No, that's Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Yeah, Wakanda. Yeah,
okay, I thought maybe you'd want a great trip.
Higher or lower
that
than
is
zero.
Incredible.
You know they never go into the negatives, big fella.
Oh, my gosh, that's so dumb.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
That is so dumb.
Yeah, card's a negative six. You're absolutely right.
I have a confession about Wakanda.
What about it?
I thought it was a real place. I'm an idiot.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Did you really?
You idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, you idiot. I'm going to give you that one.
The fictional nation
you
of Wakanda. All right, if you find any good You Idiot nominees,
bring them along. We
send
love
them on
it.
Over. TheBigPodcastWithShaq@gmail.com.
It's been an incredible college football season, despite that LSU loss to Alabama, Shaq. Sorry about that. But the college football playoff semifinals are here. It's going to be Saturday, December 29th on ESPN. A Saturday. This is awesome. Two back-to-back games. It all starts with Clemson and Notre Dame at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then Alabama and Oklahoma, they're meeting up at the Capital One Orange Bowl at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And the games, they're all on ESPN.
Clemson and Notre Dame last faced off, John, in 2015, a game which Clemson won. Alabama and Oklahoma are facing off for the first time since 2014 Sugar Bowl. And Oklahoma has beaten Alabama three straight times.
Uh-oh.
Then the winner of the Orange and Cotton Bowls will face off in the national championship game presented by AT&T on Monday, January 7th. On ESPN.
Don't miss it. We'll be talking about it here on the podcast.
Huge.
All right, boys. Let's huddle up here. Shaq has given me the authority to... I have two votes.
Oh, for the football
picks
this
says,
week?
Yeah, he
says.
He trusts me the most.
Oh, does he?
Because I have a...
Because we're not doing so hot, so I don't know why you've...
Well, because a lot of you have led me astray
at
times.
Yeah, okay. Hashtag
and
blame us.
Hashtag pass the blame down.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, because I think Shaq was very impressed knowing that I have a syndicated national show, too.
Oh, is that why?
In addition, I think he was figuring that I'm the one that he can trust the most.
Gotcha.
All right, week 15. I'm going to tell you our five picks.
Okay.
I'm going to be authoritarian, but I don't think B-Dog's going to disagree on one of them. How about that? Texans at the Jets. We all on board? Texans
yes,
at Jets.
Yes, I'll take the Texans all day.
Vikings at home versus the Dolphins. Are we all at home? Yeah, we're all.
Yes, we're good
we're
there. Yeah, we're good there.
How about the Ravens versus the Buccaneers? Ravens with everything on the line, Buccaneers with
nothing to play for.
Ravens trying to push for the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Seahawks at the 49ers.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I'll
gosh.
Give you that all day.
And the Broncos versus the Browns. Broncos at home
versus I like the Broncos
Browns.
A lot.
Broncos
there.
Playing for the push, praying for the playoffs.
So that's
it.
The
first time we've done this.
Yeah, that we haven't
all right,
debated.
What's the pick? Texans at the Jets.
I think Texans at the Jets.
Right.
The Jets are just a hot
All right,
mess.
Texans at the Jets is our
right,
pick of the
right.
week.
Just put it there. That's
I
fine.
I will give it to Rob.
By the way,
there it
in
is.
The Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge, if you ever want to see the standings, we always talk about like where people are, you go to podcastonesportsnet.com.
Cover your eyes.
You can see all the standings.
It's not too late.
I'm going to tell you where we are now.
It's not too late.
Tied for seventh.
It's not too late, though.
So we're not...
It's not too late.
Scott Braun, Ross Tucker tied for first. Rob Riggle and Sarah Tiana in third.
Uh-huh.
Our buddy Danny LaRue from Real GM in fourth. Adam Carolla's in fifth. Rob Cesternino from Rob Has a Podcast is in sixth. And then us and somebody else.
Here's what I say. Scott Braun, have a cheeseburger. and skip abs day at the gym. I mean, seriously. Get distracted.
Like Danny LaRue from Real GM is like a hardcore NBA guy, and he's whipping our butts.
He's killing it.
Right now.
Let's not get crazy with it.
Well, he is.
We love our friends at BetOnline.ag, though. They're the best. Another great week in sports across the NFL and the NBA. Great, exciting matchups. Only one place to get on all the action. That's BetOnline.ag. Shaq, I'm telling people, use promo code PODCAST1. Spell it out for that 50% sign-up bonus, because whether you want to bet in the NBA or you want to bet in the NFL or anything else, 50% free money for gambling, I'm all in on it.
That's right, John. In the NBA, it's going to be some big matchups this year. And guess what, John?
Toronto's ruling the East, dude.
No, John. Guess what, John?
What?
You can go online, use your mobile phone to sign up today at betonline.ag. And, John, you can try in-game live betting.
Oh, I'd like
you
that.
You can participate with all the action with every play. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Gotta love it.
This week's edition of Borderline.
All right.
I got to thank Brandon on Twitter for this one. This is from the SEC Championship game. This is Gary Danielson talking about Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm getting hot.
You know, sometimes when you get hot, you think you can throw the ball in any little hole.
Right.
Well, that time Fromm said, no, those holes are too small. I'm going to drop it off.
The holes were too small. Go ahead and drop it off somewhere else then.
Yeah.
Jake had a game, by the way.
He did. They lost, but he had a game.
But he had a game. Love you, Jake.
They lost.
They love you, Jake.
Yeah, terrible. Thanks to, I think this is Nia Delotti. This is from Poland, and it comes to our Gmail account, and it's from Skip. So we had to get a Skip all the way from Poland to get us this, talking about the Cowboys win over the Saints a couple weeks ago. And a killer analysis here by Skip.
The most shocking thing happened that I've seen in probably a decade. He throws it flat-footed, falling back. Now, Malik Collins did a spin move and came in his face. And at first, I thought Malik Collins got his fingertips on it.
And he got his fingertips on it.
He did a spin move and came in his face.
And it came in his face.
Wow.
Well, sometimes the spin move does catch you off guard.
If you're not paying attention.
You might end up with that.
It'll catch you. So thank you very much for that one. And
do you guys come up with this stuff?
It's amazing.
I don't have any idea.
That's unbelievable.
I gotta thank Sam and our Gmail for this one. This is from a college recruiting podcast. I apologize that I don't know the name of the podcast, but they're talking about an offensive tackle whose name is Philip Madong. Okay?
Philip Madong?
I feel like that might be a setup, but here's the clip of them talking about Philip Madong.
Know for a fact that Houston offensive tackle Philip Madong has expressed interest in us. Do you or Danny see us going after him? I'd love for Dustin Fry to get his hands on Madong. Lots of potential for growth.
Lots of potential for growth.
Okay, that.
So
wait
it
a minute.
Was like
you know
a
what?
Setup
somebody
question.
Must have. Seriously, someone yeah. must have set that in.
Philip Madong. He said, I'd like to get my hand on that Madong.
That's awesome.
That had to be like a setup
okay,
question.
That's absolutely awesome. What do you think of Dick Gazinia? Is he going to be a top pick this year?
I think he's going to be a stand-up or
a
standout
really
either way.
Standout candidate.
And that is this week's edition of Borderline.
Borderline. In sports, a trade can make or break your team. A good one can mean a championship, but a bad one can set your franchise back for seasons. Well, it's no different when it comes to selling or trading in your car. You need to make good choices. And with TrueCar, you got a star in your roster.
Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Got a sports package or a moonroof? Watch as they bump up your car's value in real time. High mileage, so what? You already knew what's going to cost you, but now you know how much is going to ding your wallet, so you can strategize your next move.
And then what you do is you're finished. You get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes. Then bring your car into a local certified dealer, and they're going to check your car along with you together. And after that, you can cash out or trade in for that brand new ride.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
True cash offer not available in all areas.
By the way, guys, I checked TrueCar out, used the TrueCar app when I was getting my new Audi 2019 A6.
Oh,
and I saw
fancy.
And I saw that I was getting a good price.
Bragging.
So thank you, TrueCar.
Did you hear that, Rob?
I did.
Thank you, TrueCar.
I did. He dropped the car on us.
Thank you, TrueCar.
Yes. Did you see that move, B-Doke?
It's sleek, baby.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
I was doing the gangster lean on the way to work, too.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You were leaning, but it wasn't the gangster lean.
It was the gangster lean.
You used to be braggadocious. I don't even know what an Audi A6 is.
An Audi. Right.
Okay.
You don't even know what to say.
It's a nice looking car now.
Bum, bum. Here's John on his way to work today.
Cars, I got the Audi A6. I got it.
Since you're dropping cars, John, I just picked up the new Shelby F-150, 720 horsepower.
Ooh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Shelby.
Shelby cuts my hair.
Yeah,
and she's very sleek too, and she's got some curves.
Oh,
that's all I got to
say. Yeah, but she probably ain't got the muscle that this car has.
Oh no, she's a very she's all woman. You gotta love
John,
her.
So she has all John,
you're married to a Jamaican.
I know, I am. Surely, I'll cut you with those scissors, you bastard.
What are you talking about? Boy?
Yeah, you damn Ross Clark, bummer clock. Live from Studio City in Hollywood, California, it's the Shaq Pyramid.
Oh, John loves the intros, man.
Here's your host, Rob Jenner.
Rob Jenkins, thank you very much. We haven't played the Pyramid in a while, so we got a couple Shaqcast listeners on the line here.
I won the last one, by the way.
The last time we played Pyramid?
The last time I played Pyramid, I won. Yes, I did. I went 10 for 10 or something like that.
One of the ones that he actually won.
I killed it.
All right, so let's go to John. John's joining us on the show. What's up, John?
What's up? How y'all doing today?
What's up,
brother? Where you from, John?
I am from Charleston, South Carolina.
I knew because he said y'all earlier.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You ready?
You knew he was from Charleston when he said that?
Well, no, I didn't know he was from Charleston.
They say y'all a specific way.
I knew he was a Southerner at that point, so I knew that.
All right.
Hey.
There it is.
We from the South. Don't hate now.
No. We're all in Atlanta, man. What are you talking about? All right. So we got a couple categories here. Shaq has a category for John. And then, as usual on the Pyramid, we'll flip it. And John has a category for Shaq. We'll see how many in 30 seconds they can get off their list of seven. All right, Shaquille O'Neal, your category here is put some things on it. Since there are more big chickens opening up, things you put on a sandwich. All right, you're going to get 30 seconds. John, Shaquille O'Neal, whenever you're ready, go.
If I say BLT, what does that mean?
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
All right, there go 2 points right there. That's 2 points. Don't even try it.
Yeah, okay.
Jelly goes with what on a sandwich?
Peanut butter.
That's right. We have this on Thanksgiving, the big bird.
Turkey.
All right, what's the opposite of ketchup? Ketchup is red. This is yellow.
Mustard.
Rhymes with tickles. Rhymes with tickles.
I didn't get it.
He
got five, though.
Got five.
And he did that stupid little try to.
Yeah.
That was good, though.
Man said rhyme with tickles.
Rhyme with tickles. I laughed.
Pickles.
All right. Good job,
it's
John.
Green.
All right. So,
thanks, John. Good job.
Now, John has a category for Shaq. John's category is called Stan the Man. After the passing of icon, my hero, Stan Lee, the category is things associated with superheroes.
Okay.
Things associated with superheroes.
So,
all right.
No, he's doing this. He's playing with Shaq.
Yeah, so John has his category. Shaq's got to guess. You ready, John?
Right. Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right. You have 30 seconds on the clock, and go.
All right. Iron Man suits give him this ability.
Strength.
That's one of them, but disability.
Flight.
Okay, you got two. Good. Yep.
All right. Yeah, two. Batman and Spider-Man both fight this.
Crime.
Joker, Bane, Lex Luthor, these are...
villains.
All right, Batman and Superman have this. It helps them with flying.
Cape.
Stan Lee wrote this.
Movies.
No, you got five.
Man,
got
the time. Good,
so you guys got 10. You did really well. John, you're a good contestant, man.
Thanks, John.
I love y'all.
Good job, John.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
You're awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
great job.
You
John in Charleston was a good contestant.
Yeah, he was.
Are you ready to hear that song, John? Are you ready to hear that George?
No.
You ready to hear that? You're not getting 10.
I'm just wondering what short bus Rob found my contestant on.
Hey, I want you to let him know that when he comes on, too.
No, let's find it. We would like to now welcome in.
Don't go down that road, man. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Do not go down that road. Hey, no, is this Dave?
We're right.
Hey, yeah, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave, it's Rob.
What's up, Dave?
Is this Shaq and Rob and John?
You know it is.
You better be ready to win,
what's
Dave.
Hey, Mom. I'm talking to Shaq.
Hi, Mom.
I'm with my mom. I'm with my mom at the hospital.
Oh, okay. Oh, Let me talk to her.
You moved it up?
No, I want to talk to your mother.
Dave.
I want to talk to your mother.
Jesus Christmas. Really, Dave? Come on.
I want to talk to your mom, Dave.
Oh, my mom, she's... Hey, Mom. Shaq wants to talk to you.
This is like a freaking comedy sketch.
Where do you find my contestants?
Hello, Mom. This is Shaq. I just want to say if you're in the hospital, get well soon, and we love you, and we're praying for you. Okay, Mom?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Mom sounds like she's like 30.
Yes. How old are you, Mom? 31, 32?
I'm going to play a... Yeah,
where do you, seriously, Rob, where are you finding my contestants?
Hey, it's cool, man. My mom couldn't, I had to have put you on speaker. My mom couldn't hear. Well,
get,
so
the,
cool.
Get the phone off speaker because I want to win.
All right.
We're going to win.
Let's do it.
Dave.
You're going to end up in the hospital if we lose this.
Oh, man. Now,
oh, no, I don't. I'm not going to look like Carson Wentz.
All right, there you go.
Carson Wentz.
All right, before we get this out, Dave, where are you from, man?
I'm Texas.
Texas? Okay, what part?
Odessa.
That's Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
it sure is, yeah.
Yeah.
Football territory.
What's up, guys?
All right, Dave.
You ready? Let's go.
Let's get the game started.
Seriously. Dave, will you focus? Stop talking to Mom.
All right.
Focus.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. John has a category. He's got 7 things from the category. You're going to get 30 seconds to try and guess as many as you can.
Okay.
Got
it. Then we'll turn it around and you can do your category.
All right.
So this category is called Okay, John, We Get It. Since Kincaid likes to show off his knowledge, things that you show off. Okay? Things
you ready?
You show off. John Kincaid, you got 30 seconds
okay,
on the
ready.
Clock.
Here we go.
Go.
This is where you live. It has a roof on it.
House.
It's not your wife, but it's your...
Spouse?
No. Girl. Yeah, on the side.
Side bitch.
What do you drive? What did you drive to the hospital?
Car.
Okay. How about, what are you wearing right now? Shirts and pants and everything. What are they called?
Clothes.
Yeah. What about a ring or a necklace? What are they called?
Bling.
More. Real
jewelry.
World. There you go. What about how you look style? Oh, God.
No,
you. I swear to God.
He said side bitch.
I swear to you.
I swear to you. I should have just given him a point.
Why don't you give your mom the phone and let her play with me?
What?
We need 6. We got 4.
Oh,
okay,
God.
We need 6 now. These better be damn good clues.
Holy. Wait a minute. You set that up because you went, not your wife, but your what? Side piece.
You definitely could have said opposite of
how about boyfriend?
Okay. No, you can't say that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can't use the word friend.
Oh.
You can't use that.
Oh, man.
That would have been void.
Yeah, but you could have.
All right,
oh,
I'm ready
on.
To win now. We're getting 6, at least a tie.
Oh, he said side
all right, what are we doing? I can't believe it.
All right, Dave, do you have your category?
Ready, Dave?
I'm getting my category ready because of all our messages. I'm blind, so give me a second. All right, ready. It's things that Wikipedia say are fake.
Yeah, okay. So
okay,
I'll give him the category. All right, so it's Wikipedia said so, since John had a fake Wikipedia entry. Things that are fake. Things that are
ready?
Fake.
Okay, ready.
All right, ready. I'm going to put 30 seconds. Hold on, Dave. And when you're ready, go.
Goes on your hair.
A toupee.
Yep. You put them in your mouth.
Teeth.
No.
Girls pay to get them done. A, B, C.
Boobs.
People get the manicure.
Thick nails.
They get. They put clothes on them in the store. To
mannequins.
Show up the new clothes. NBC, CNN,
oh!
Yes.
Fake news.
Oh!
We fell short by one. Time.
Hey, dentures and teeth are not the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Dave.
There you go, Dave. Thank you. We wish her well.
He already hung up.
Oh, my God.
What is that? What are the odds of that? Literally, I'm not even kidding. I said, you're ready to play. Yes, you're good. Yes, I'm totally good. Happy to do it. Excited to do it. What the hell was that?
And he's blind.
He's blind.
I'm not laughing at that.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
Okay.
No, I'm not laughing at it. But what I'm saying to you is that...
I emailed him clues.
Guess what, though? I would imagine Dave has reading an email... is not as easy for Dave because he probably has to have some device to do it with and everything right. like that.
I'm still tripping off the side chick.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that's
swear
what I'm
to
laughing
you.
At.
Oh, that, but, well, there's the opening of next week's show, so we got that one for you.
We got
congratulations,
that one ready.
Shaq wins again.
Oh, my God. Oh, should we go
play
for
my
our,
song.
Which one do you want?
I'm like
do,
the Washington
want,
Generals.
You want George Michael?
Yeah, give me that one.
He had him when he was alive.
All right, here you go.
Shaq loves Ramon.
You come and go.
Shaq
John Kincaid will never be me.
Oh. Rob Fiennes, the worst contestant.
I don't know. I can't.
Rob Fiennes, the worst contestant.
That was brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
That was just absolutely
Hey, Mom!
Brilliant.
I thought it was Wallowitz from...
we ride. Up in right. the morning, life is real.
See, I was listening to this
in
on the way to work
in
today.
The Audi?
Stop
to
my Audi A6, yes. All right. She's got a nice bottom.
At ShaqCast on Twitter, at Shaq, at John Kincaid, at Rob Jenners,
on
at Harper 90.
At, yep, yep. On Instagram, at The Big Podcast with Shaq.
And same on Facebook.
There you
same
go,
on
too.
Facebook as well. And TheBigPodcastWithShaq@gmail.com. Email us your borderlines, your questions, your you idiots.
Shaq, we have you in our prayers, and of course, Sharif in our prayers.
Thank you,
yeah,
brother.
It's going to be a tough week for the O'Neills, but we're thinking about you, brother.
I'll give you a call.
All we'll right. talk to you soon. Love
AP,
you, everybody.
AP News headlines coming up next, friends.
Okay, so that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love-